Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now we're talking. Giving away some Bryan Adams tickets today on the show. You got to give us the best answer to a sports what if. Like Amaro, what if you... You know,
didn't trade him.
Hadn't traded.
He knew exactly where that was going. He had no doubt what that question was going to be.
Riven, when you heard this topic in the 6 o'clock hour, were you bracing, driving to work? You're like, damn these guys.
Damn myself.
All right, give us a great what if. Obviously, one of the classics in sports history is Babe Ruth. You know, what if the Red Sox had not trade it, Babe Ruth. So, a lot of big answers out there. Hit us up, 215-592-9494. You can win the Bryan Adams tickets. You can also win my book, The Best of Philly Sports. We'll talk to Nick Sirianni, Eagles head coach, 3-0 Eagles head coach. Nick Sirianni coming up in about 20 minutes. We're going to get to Bryce Harper something on the bye shortly. Also, paying tribute to Bernie. It wasn't just a yesterday thing. And frankly, the Bernie Perron topic got a little bit submerged yesterday because it was the day after a thrilling Eagles victory. So we want to, you know, certainly keep it on the table and field your phone calls and tributes. But we also want to play the audio because we found it. The audio of the last time Bernie Perron was on our show, and this was special. Now, let me, one correction of something I said yesterday. Yesterday I said we had him on when he turned 80. That was not accurate. I just remembered it wrong. We had Bernie on the 40th anniversary of when he had made the Hockey Hall of Fame. And so that was the context. I knew we had him on for some specific reason. All right. So first I want to play for you the audio of when the Flyers won the Cup in 74. Then I want to play for you audio of Bernie talking about that and an unbelievable story you may not know about that moment as the game ended. First, Gene Hart and a glorious moment in Flyers history. Ruben, how much does that hit you?
Oh my gosh.
Right?
I'm almost emotional.
Right?
It was awesome. Unbelievable.
First, right?
I mean, it's the first championship we ever had.
For you. So the
Flyers, for me.
I'll say this about that championship. Sixers have won in 67. I have always viewed as...
I don't remember that one.
Well, here's the thing. You know why? TV doesn't remember it. So I've made this point before. I've always viewed the 74 Flyers Cup as sort of the dawn of what I'll call modern sports in Philadelphia. Hey, Rhea, have you ever seen Game 6 when the Sixers won in 67?
No.
Right. No.
No.
I don't know if I've seen a clip of the 67 Sixers
right?
at any point ever.
And it was only 7 years before it, but with the way TV went and like part of what it was so big and why it is still in our hearts, Ruben, we've seen the clip over and over and over and heard it over and over. Does anyone know the clip when the Sixers won in 67? Have we ever played that audio? No. And by the way, no disrespect to 67 and Wilt. My point is, I have always viewed 74 as sort of the start of the modern thing of Philly sports. All right. And well captured by Gene Hart, to say the least. So, everyone knows that moment. Some lived through it, some haven't. We all know it. Now, I want to get to audio of Bernie. Ruben, I'm guessing you don't know what happened in the final 10 seconds of that game. Do you have any idea what I'm about to allude to?
I do not.
Bernie didn't see the puck come down the ice, and it almost slid in the goal. Let's go to the last time, the final time Bernie Perrant was ever on our show. This was an incredible, some people know this, but for many a revelation that you probably didn't know or don't know if until you hear it. Bernie didn't see the puck come down, and listening to the exchange we had, this is classic. When that puck went all the way down the ice and missed the net, that you had been looking up at the score, at the clock, to find out how much time was left, and didn't see that puck coming down, and if it had been on you, you may not have known it was coming at you. Is that true?
You know what? I had such a good time talking to you earlier. Now you have to go.
But Bernie, that's amazing. That's amazing. Because we've all seen that a million times, that clip. The puck goes right by your left.
Give you a little picture of that was, like you said, there was 10 seconds left in the game, and we're winning 1-0. Okay. And we had the face-off in Boston end, right? And with 10 seconds to go, so the referee linesman dropped the puck. The puck went to Bobby Orr, and that's when Orr shot the puck all the way down. And at the same time, like you said, to repeat what you said, I was looking at the clock.
Wow.
And then I heard a noise behind me, and I said, oh, my Lord, there's the puck behind the net. You know, I never thought. So I will always, always be grateful to the good old Lord that he missed the net, that's for sure.
How great is it hearing Bernie's voice?
Unbelievable. Wow.
Bernie's voice. Yeah. If that thing's 5 feet to the left,
and
it could have slid
Bobby
right in.
And then it's Bobby Orr who shot it, right. too.
Now, maybe it would have hit like his skate and not gone in, but maybe it would have just gone right in.
Insane.
And then, anyway, God bless Bernie Perrant. We really, truly loved him, and it's a tremendous loss in Philadelphia sports, but... You know, he also lived a great life, and we just love Bernie.
He made fun of me when I so I posted a picture yesterday because I had a picture of him when he met Clark. We were at a game, and Clark was like 7 or 8 years old. So I introduced him. I go, oh, "This is my, you know." And when Clark was little, we called him Clarky.
I said,
"This is Clarky." He goes, "Well, what? But Bernie not good? Bernie not good?" And I'm like, "No, it had nothing to do with Bernie." But he was busting my chops.
That's great. He was the best. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to get to some audio coming up soon of Jason Kelce and Bryce Harper, notable things they said recently. And again, Nick Sirianni in about 15 minutes. Let's go to Ken and Cinnaminson right now. Hi, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Great, Ken.
So yesterday, what a blessing to have that man as part of our community for all these years. So I was 10 years old when they won that first Stanley Cup, and it'll forever be one of my fondest sports memories, no matter how long I live. So, just in a baseball sense, real quick, I know we don't really pay too much attention to baseball outside of Philadelphia for obvious reasons, but the big series with Cleveland and the Tigers coming up starting tonight, the Tigers, the Cleveland Guardians could do something historic in baseball.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
15 and a half games out of first place in July.
Wow.
And they win the series with the Tigers starting tonight, they're going to win that division.
Dude, the Tigers were up 10.5 games like 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago. Yeah. It's like Guardians have won like 16 of 17 or something like that, and the Tigers keep losing. It is a stunning thing happening.
End of August, they were down like they were 14 games back.
And is the loser of the division 14. Not going to get the wild card?
So that's the interesting part in the AL. There's basically four spots for five teams in the AL. Like, and it's all within like a game of each other. It's really close.
Huh. All right.
And on Trey Turner, Ruben's spot on this. I don't even think this is a question. You got a guy who is literally going to win the batting title as your leadoff hitter when he's coming back. He's got to go back to being a leadoff hitter. I don't even think it's a question. So on this question of, you know, should the Eagles change what they do?
Yeah.
You know, only Philadelphia, right? I mean, they never lose. And what they changed on Sunday was so based upon, and it happens every week in the NFL, but it was so based on circumstance. You know, I mean, the special teams, like you talked about, gave them terrible field position every time. Because they just couldn't figure out how to field those kicks. They're down by three touchdowns. What they should do is what I think they always do, which is They should continue to do whatever they need to do offensively to win the game. And this goes back to the whole conversation about the passing game and the people that question whether or not the passing game is good enough to win. And my position all along has been the Eagles can throw the ball whenever they want to throw the ball. So, and Jalen Hurts is capable of doing exactly what he did in the second half anytime they need or want to do that. They have figured out that when the quarterback doesn't turn the football over, they never lose. I mean, it's not even hyperbole. They never lose when the quarterback doesn't turn the football over. So they should continue to do exactly what I think they're doing all along, which is whatever they need to do.
I think they will, by the way, Ken. I don't think Sirianni will be swayed by people saying, let's pass more. I don't. Now,
what if it's the quarterback and the receiver and everyone saying, let's pass more?
I think a lot of them probably said it last year, and it didn't matter. But I will tell you, Ken, the one thing that could change the equation dramatically is if Saquon is not as prime as last year. Because that means you got a different thing going on. And we need a couple more games to evaluate, is he diminished based on 482 touches last year or not? I don't know yet, but he might be.
He looks as explosive to me. I don't know about that. Those five guys have not started.
Well, they haven't played as well. Ken, give me an answer. What is a great sports what if?
Well, after giving up 10 goals to the Soviet Army team, to the Red Army team in an exhibition game right before the Olympics, Herb Brooks was going to bench Jim Craig.
Jim Craig, yeah.
What if he had gone to Steve Janizak as the goalie for the Olympics because Jim Craig gave up 10 goals against
you? Got it, Ken. All right, buddy. Appreciate the call. 80 hockey.
That is
right
my
there.
Favorite part of Miracle is like all the shots of him. I mean, I know the movie part of it, but that's the part I love is all the stops he made.
That was incredible.
And then they did a really great job with the cinematography, whatever that's
called. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Cinematography.
Cinematography.
Yeah. Freaking seltzer with his movie. It's a word.
All right, cinematography.
Coming up in a minute, we're going to get to some audio. Interesting. Kelsey fired up last night about the Eagles. Bryce Harper saying, everybody knock it off. Those that complain about the bye, people around baseball. We'll get to both of them coming up in a minute.
This is it. The final days of Benari's special finance event. It's ending on September 30th. So now's the time. Don't miss out. For the first time ever, pay nothing down. Get zero interest financing for 5 whole years. Not one penny down and absolutely no interest for 5 years. Only at Benari Jewelers, but that's ending on September 30th. Dream big. Pop the question. Go ahead and get the ring she really wants because Benari makes it possible with their no money down and zero financing for 5 years event. Imagine a $10,000 designer ring or diamond bracelet for less than $170 a month. A $12,000 diamond tennis bracelet, the one she's always wanted, just $200 a month. Zero down, zero interest for 5 years. Benari has gone all out, but it's over on September 30th. Engagement, anniversary, push present. You have until September 30th to finance the entire purchase price, including the tax, exclusively at Benari Jewelers, Exton and Newtown Square, on approved credit. Some exclusions apply.
All right, great to have you with us on this Tuesday morning. Let's remind you the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's summer clearance event is on. All 2025 leftovers are discounted for immediate sale. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, when Trey Turner returns from injury, who should bet leadoff for the playoffs, Harrison Bader or Trey Turner? Ruben says it's really not that much of a conundrum at all that it should be Trey Turner to assume that spot again. All right, let's get to some audio. First to Bryce, then we're going to get to Jason Kelsey. Sirianni in just a couple minutes will join us. So, you know, I've been pretty clear on the record as someone who, for lack of a better word, has complained that it's not fair in baseball to have the teams with the best record get cold based on you sit out for a week after the regular season. And I say a week, it's about 5 days or so until you get to play in a playoff game. And one thing that is notable in the 3 years that we've had this playoff format, two byes, two series in each league leading into, you know, the division round, it is notable that the team with the lesser record, the team without home field advantage, the team that had to play in the first round instead of got the bye, that team has actually won more in round two than the team that's gotten the bye. That's a fact. And Philadelphia is an example of it. The Phillies beat the Braves in 22. Phillies beat the Braves in 23. The Mets beat the Phillies in 24. But across baseball, it is a fact that the lesser team has won more than the better team. And the lesser team comes in hot, and they come in, you know, having played. Bryce Harper is one who says, all right, enough with the complaints. Let's listen to Bryce, something he said yesterday. You might think he's right. You might think he's wrong. Here's what he said.
It's worked for some teams, obviously, and there's other teams that have complained about it and things like that, but I don't think we're going to be one of those teams. We weren't last year. I'm looking forward to having it. You know, I would love a couple days off, obviously, so you know, I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, we just got to play our game. I mean, I don't think it matters if you have a bye or not a bye or wild card game or not a wild card game. I can't stand the stance of teams taking, you know, oh, well, if we would have played. I think it's all nonsense.
Total nonsense. I can't stand the stance teams take. And, you know, people have complained around baseball. So do people have a point when they complain or not?
No. Next.
Ruben, they do have a point.
Real quick, can I just...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said. You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can I throw someone else's words?
Sure.
We had Dave Dombrowski on in spring training. And he said, if you could guarantee that you would win the wild card round, he would not take the bye. Like, so
yeah, he
said, they've talked about it, they thought about it. And he said, you have to take the bye because it's a bye. But like, if you could guarantee a win in the wild card round, he'd rather be that team. Like, the point is, it is something that has been talked about and thought about in the organization.
Yeah, Ruben, I think you're being a little ignorant there. Look, I want the bye. Okay, I'll just say this.
It's not worth the risk.
It's probably not worth the risk.
Oh my gosh.
But here's the thing that's a guarantee. The team that has the bye is guaranteed to play a team that just won and just played.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's the thing about the All-Star break.
The All-Star break,
everybody's off, and by everybody, I mean everybody, is off for 5 or 6 days. They're all off. Everybody's off. So everybody can fall out of rhythm. If I play the Pirates on a Friday night after the All-Star game, I'm out of rhythm, you're out of rhythm. All right, it's even Steven. But in the playoffs, if I get out of rhythm and you're in rhythm, that's not even Steven. And that's not even Steven at the most important time of the year. Anyway, you be the judge of whether you want to buy, don't want to buy, think it's fair, don't think it's unfair. You know, I think it is unfair, but I embrace taking the buy and winning as much as you can to get it. But I might amend my answer in future years if we see this trend continue. Because it is, let's put it this way, you don't see in football and basketball, hockey you see it more. You don't see in football and basketball the lesser team beat the better team more often than not. You just don't. All right, especially in like the second round of the playoffs. All right, let's get to Jason Kelce. If you missed it last night, Monday Night Football. Of course, he's on the countdown show for ESPN. Good Monday Night Football game last night, by the way. Detroit beat Baltimore. Not good for the Eagles, but notable that Detroit won and two of the better teams in pro football. Kelce,
Detroit's going to really be a factor.
You think they got it?
Lamar seven times.
Right back together.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I was convinced after, I mean,
game one.
I jumped the gun. Yeah. After 1 week, I thought, oh man, John Morton, their new offensive coordinator, he can't hold the candle to Ben Johnson, their former offensive coordinator, now the head coach of the Chicago Bears. Yeah. But Johnny Morton has been more creative, and he's done some nice things, and that team has a lot of talent toughness.
They do.
And they are similar to the Eagles.
Yeah.
They'll go out and they will bust you in the mouth.
I admire the Lions. I really do.
So they love that.
They get a great win last night on the road in Baltimore. But Kelce was on before the game.
I was proud of the NFC. I was proud of the Lions for the NFC's
sake. I don't do that.
Not on either.
Root against the NFC.
James, I'm with you.
Oh, 100%. I want them on the road.
If my team's been eliminated, maybe I go
sure,
for
it. Yeah, it's a different thing.
Oh, I was
thing,
thrilled
man.
To learn that the Packers Ravens. Weren't going undefeated this season.
Oh, it was awesome.
That
yeah.
Ravens team is really intimidating in every circumstance.
Derrick Henry's fumbled in three straight
they're
games.
They're 1-2. Yeah. How about that?
They are.
That's incredible.
And they've scored 111 points.
Yeah. Yep. All right, let's listen to Kelce. He was very fired up pregame last night. Proud of his, and little sarcasm in here, but proud of his Eagles.
The Philadelphia Eagles this past week looked like the Philadelphia Pigeons in the first half against the Los Angeles Rams. They couldn't get anything going outside of the first touchdown off the interception from Zach Bond, and it was three and out after three and out, sack after sack. My man Jalen Hurts couldn't get nothing going. They found themselves trailing big time in the third quarter, and how could they come back? It's not like they got a top 10 quarterback.
No, they ain't got it, J.K.
A.J. Brown ain't had but six catches, but my man like Willie Mays Hayes got one over the shoulder, and that got the momentum going. All of a sudden, Jalen Hurts out there like point guard, Devontae Smith catching it over on the corner, and Jordan Davis, the big man, coming up with the big man ball and block down the middle. They don't know no quit in Philadelphia. I don't care that my time's up. There we go. Go Birds, baby.
Take all your time, J.K.
How good is that?
That was awesome. He's got the producer in his ear, and he's yelling at the producer, I don't care, my time's up.
I love that.
That was awesome. So Kelce will be on the show on Thursday. If you don't know, Jason's with us every single Thursday from 7:30 to about 8:30. So check that out when Jason's in here coming up in 2 days. All right, Nick Sirianni will join us momentarily. Let's go to the phones, talk to Dr. Gina. Gina, good morning.
Hey, yeah. How's everybody doing today? That was awesome by Jason. I didn't hear it. I can't stay up for Monday Night Football anymore, so I don't even start watching it. I'll listen to what happened the next day. But that was epic.
Yeah, it was
great.
Oh,
my God.
Tremendous.
Oh, my God. And you know what? I'm so happy for the Eagles. Just a real brief thing on the Eagles. Once again, what's his name? The spitter. What did he do? He had another little altercation before things, and then fortunately he calmed himself down on Sunday. You know who I mean? I can't think of his name.
Yeah, Jalen Carter. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, he had a bad moment, but that was not good. He's got to learn. He's got to put it under control.
You call him
the
spitter, Dr. Gina.
I did. Well, what? You knew who I meant, so that's all. That
you're right. I did, unfortunately.
On the Harrison Bader question and Trey Turner, it's a very touchy subject because obviously Trey is a sensitive guy, and that's no knock. That's just who he is and how he plays, and God bless him for always, to me, putting on his heart on his sleeve, always. But Harrison Bader has been, I call it the Bader effect this year. You know, the butterfly effect? This is the Bader effect. Like, since he's come to our team, there's been a whole different dynamic going.
The Baderfly effect. Wow.
I know.
The Baderfly effect.
Instead of the butterfly effect, right? So, you know, the whole mood of the team changed once he got on. And, you know, for him, having what's he been on, five? This is his fifth team or something like that. Like, he found his spot. Now, is that spot leading off? I don't completely know.
That
now,
spot is on a T-shirt with the Baderfly effect. That's for sure.
Somebody on Etsy is doing it as we
That's
speak.
That's awesome.
Right? They got their cricket ready and they're going for it.
He's a big part of our success. And I understand Ruben saying Trey belongs in the leadoff, but where does Bader belong, Ruben?
Four or six. I think he's going to be six.
Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be in the sixth spot.
And that's low for a player that's played
punitive.
Well.
Why? It feels like punishment.
It's not punishment. It's just it's creating depth. I mean, it's a great problem to have. Why don't you want to have these problems?
And he's such a team player. I don't think he would. I do not think it would affect him.
All right, Gina, I want to get to Nick Sirianni, who's ready to go. So if you could give us an answer, please, for a great what if in sports history.
What if Jason Tatum was a Sixer?
Yeah. Boy, you're not. Boy, holy mackerel. We open up the Sixers. John, we could do the Tatum thing. We could do the Jimmy Butler thing. We could do the Joel thing. We could do.
How about let's not do those things?
Yeah. Oh, my God. We could do the what if Kawhi's shot doesn't go in thing. Oh, Lord.
He gets to take the shot back if it turns out that like he basically.
They would have gone to overtime.
Scammed.
Well, I think it happened after, sadly.
Let's take their banner down, Rhea.
Go back in history.
Like the Michigan
Fab
Five.
It happened before the Clippers thing.
I know.
That's true. It was Toronto. My fault.
I want them banned for life.
I'm getting my Kawhi Leonard history confused. All right, let's talk to the Eagles head coach, Nick Sirianni. He is, as always, every Tuesday, brought to us by Bud Light. The Bud Light Eagles away game party is this Sunday at Union Jacks in Glenside. Love Glenside, near where I grew up in Huntington Valley. Hey, hang with Ava Graham and score tickets to an Eagles game and signed Eagles items. The 3-0 head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Nick, congratulations on, you know, that win. Let's listen to it. You obviously didn't get to hear Merrill's call in the moment, but we all have heard it many times. Let's listen again at the way the game ended.
The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked! It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Game over! Jordan Davis!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again! Have you ever seen anything like this?
No! I haven't, actually. Nick, it's been 2 days. What's your reaction when you hear that?
That's cool. That's a cool. Merrill's really good. Mike Quick's really good at what they do. I know they bring a lot of people joy in those games announcing it. So that was cool to hear. Thanks for playing that for us. You know, obviously an unbelievable moment. We want to do a lot of things better, you know, so we don't put ourselves in that scenario where you need to block that. But, you know, it was a incredible play. The play that they blocked it the time before was an incredible play, and it's just our players going out and making plays. You know, before the first field goal that we blocked, you know, I click over to special teams, you know, making sure the count was right, we had the right people on the field, all this and that, and I just said, hey, can we get this one? And Coach Clay goes, yes, we can. And bam, we block it. And I am the least superstitious person in the world. I don't believe in it. I don't think about it because I just there's a lot of reasons why I don't think that way. But on the last one, I remember clicking over again. I'm like, count good. Yeah, we're ready. I'm gonna ice this guy here. Okay, we ice the kicker. And I'm like, gosh, I think I got to say it again. So I go, hey, can we get this one? And he's like, yeah. Yeah. So, played into what I don't usually like to play into is the superstition.
He's developing a habit.
If you hadn't have done that, he wouldn't have blocked the kick.
Let me tell you,
something,
Nick. Analytics don't support superstition, but human instinct
does. That's how silly it is, guys. Like me asking if we had a chance to block it had nothing to do with us blocking it, and I'm very aware of that.
That's great.
That's amazing.
That is great.
So when the special teams phase, that speaks for itself. The offensive phase, it was sort of the tale of two halves. In the second half, the hurry-up offense, why did that work so well against the Rams? And How much input does Jalen have on the plays and the routes called in that hurry-up situation?
Yeah, you know, obviously we talk about everything on the sideline. Hey, Kevin's talking to Jalen. Hey, we're gonna go on the ball. If it presents itself, and hey, I'm thinking this, and this. Jalen is sitting there listening and saying, yeah, like that. Maybe I don't like this. And that's stuff that goes, that happens in a game.
What do you like?
What do you like? But that happens all week too. Right. That's something that you're preparing for all week, and so, really good. We've operated well out of hurry up. I think the question would be like, well, why not earlier? Well, there's situations in the game that can dictate that. Sometimes it's hard to go hurry up when you're not successful on first down. Or if you have a negative play or it's an incomplete pass or whatever it may be, you got to get it going a little bit. And that pass to AJ on that, to kind of get us going on just the, on that little out route there to start things off was huge. And then it got the momentum going and we were able to get on the ball and go. But no huddle is always a portion of our offense, always something that we think about, and no huddle can look a lot of different ways. I just thought, it was a really good job by our players executing in that. And, you would say, I don't want to say it's chaos, but it's like, controlled chaos, which is football, right? The controlled chaos of it, getting on the line, calling the play, getting the call from the sideline, Jalen communicating that call from the, to everybody else. And we did a really good job. I thought the coaches did an excellent job adjusting to it, and getting, getting to that to give us a spark. And obviously, the thing that game could have got well out of hand, right? With the way that, we coached and that we played in the first half. But the defense, just kept getting stops.
Yeah.
One of those turns into seven, one of those field goals turns into seven, and that's going to be tough to, it came down to the wire, obviously. That'd be tough to come back and dig yourself out of that hole. The play I really thought about was that, Jalen Carter gets through the line of scrimmage, gets held on third and two. They score a touchdown. Ball goes back to the 10. We play good red zone defense there, and it ends up in a field goal. So, we had four of those down there, which was really critical to keep the game close, to allow us to be able to do that. And until we got going on offense.
I can't believe I'm even asking this because I am such a huge fan of the run game, but had our offense become too run-focused prior to the second half of that Rams game?
I think what it was is, and we haven't been, we haven't been great on first down, and that doesn't necessarily mean that, either run or pass. Like, we got to coach better, we got to play better, but we've been behind the sticks a little bit on those things. We haven't been efficient, I guess to say, and particularly in that game, we haven't been efficient on first down, which puts us behind a little bit. And that could be inefficient with a pass, it could be inefficient with a run. We're always going to do what we think is best to help us win the football game. In this game, it was to throw it a bunch. Next game it could be to throw it a bunch too. It could be, let's see how that plays out. It could be that we run it a bunch. I always say we'll do whatever we need to do to win the game, but we need to be efficient on first down. And if that's a run, if that's a pass, if that's a play action pass, if that's a screen, we got to get better there so we're not putting ourselves, behind. Because I think when we're looking at it, when we're behind the sticks there, that's when our punts are coming, when we're not being efficient there, particularly on first down.
Nick, I'm curious if it's tough to manage when you have players and star players at times that want to do something a certain way and you may want to go a different way. I want to play some audio for you of Jalen Hurts. This was right after the game. Listen to what Jalen said on Fox to Pam Oliver.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So the question John was just talking about, and we've been talking about it today, is the team too conservative on offense, but you guys always win. And then there's the internal discussions you have to have, obviously, with the guys on what is the best way to do it. And I'm sure there's disagreements at times. How do you manage that when players want to do one thing and you want to do something else?
See, I think what you guys are – I heard the first part of that, too. There was another question that Pam asked. And Jalen, you know, I think if you just cut out one area of it, you can make it look how you want it to mm-hmm. look, but there's the first part of it, you know, he's talking, I can't remember exactly what he said, but I listened to both him and AJ. Like, I think that we don't live in the blame world in here. We try, there's so many things that happen outside of a football building. You guys would know this. There's so many things that happen outside of a football building that is not in our DNA in a football building when you're on a team. And, you know, Jalen right there, and I know what I like. You guys have to ask them and all that, but I know that they aren't living in a blame game, and it's because he's saying we all are responsible, coaches, players, to get the thing rolling. And so I didn't take either of those comments in that manner. It was we talked all week about attacking, and you know, kind of coming off that Kansas City game, that we needed to dictate things to them, to the defense, and not let the defense dictate stuff to us as an offense. And that was Kevin's message. That was my message. That was Jalen's message. That was our entire offense's message, is let's be on the attack. Being on the attack can look many different ways, right? It can look like the two zone reads that you saw Jalen pull around the corner, one for 17 yards. One for 10 yards. It could be, you know, throwing the football, which I think everybody, you know, because we haven't thrown the football a lot the first 2 weeks or for a lot of yards or whatever, however you want to say it. I think a lot of people on the outside of this building could look at that as, you know, critical. I know with my conversations with them that they know we're all in this together, and we're trying to figure it out together. We're doing everything we can do to win every single game and find ways to get better from that. And yeah. That's just not, when I say, you know, get better, that's just not players. Like, I'm never up there saying, hey, this is what, one of the first things I like to do when I go up there is say the things I mess up during a game and the, you know, to the players, because we're all in this thing together and trying to get it rolling together. So we don't live by the same rules as outside the building. We're a team, and I love this team. And I think what you saw from this team, I thought we played incredibly with incredible mental toughness in this game. You know, we kept, you know, we were on the, you know, you're on the ground, you're in a boxing match, you get knocked down. They just kept getting up. They just kept getting up and kept fighting, and good things happened. I thought we played incredible together football, the way that we celebrated together, the way that we, you know, sometimes when you're going through the mental, the adversities that you go through, that's the thing that brings teams together. That win helped us come together. Sure. You can see that, how they celebrate together. So now there's definitely some detail things we got to clean up, but I saw an incredible team effort and of getting that going. And so that's why I know, and they felt it. We talked about it after the game, individually as a team. So that's why I know those comments, are not as perceived, and I get it. You can make it look how
sure.
You want
well, Nick,
to look
Nick,
it,
to be, let me,
not perceived.
Yeah, if I could just say, Nick, I wasn't trying to indicate that they were complaining or criticizing.
Yeah,
I admire the way they went about it. I think they were just pointing out there may be a different way to do it, and they were just
sure.
broaching that. Yeah,
Coach, and I thought how AJ, you know, because obviously AJ got asked that question a lot this week. I thought he handled that with such maturity, yep. such grace, you know, because he is a superstar. Jalen is a superstar, and they want to do things that affect the game. But they also know things that they do without the ball in their hands affects the game. And they, I know that we have such a highly competitive team that just desires to win and play for each other. That's why I love this team.
Coach, you mentioned the team does a great job not assigning blame. How do you handle assigning the blame when there's another taunting penalty from Jalen Carter? What else needs to be said in that situation?
Yeah, we had three of those, you know, so not just Jalen, but obviously he's had another one before that, but you know, we had three of those, and that's the same thing, the same way we talk about it. Obviously I'll keep all those conversations in house, but you know, nothing's off limits after a game. You probably, if you guys would have came in here yesterday on Monday, you would have thought, did they win this game based off of how the tape was going? And yeah. But that's when you can get so much across, is when you play, when you win the game, but you didn't play to your standards. And I'd say detail-wise, and detail, what I mean is, you know, the fundamentals, being on the same page, and then also, you know, the pre or post whistle penalties. You know, those are discussed as a team in front of everybody. And sometimes they're discussed with individuals. In this case, it was both. And we have to, you know, we have to be able to play with the incredible emotion that, like, go back to the Kansas City game last week and the emotion on the sideline after Andrew McCuba's interception. You know, go to this game and there's a third and 10 that AJ catches the ball and Saquon's sprinting down to get a block and he fist pumps and was going crazy after the conversion. I got goosebumps thinking about it. And then the celebration in the end zone after the walk-off field goal block. You want to play with showing great energy as a football team is important because it shows how much the team is together, in my opinion. But we have to be able to reel that in, understand that the league is, and rightfully so, is trying to pull back on any of the taunting, any of the trash talk that's happening in there. We have to play within the rules of the game. And so there's this fine line of playing with extreme emotion, you know, while also, you know, playing under the rules of the game with how they're dictating the game this year, you know. So because they're refereeing that, they're tighter. They just are, and we know that, and that's why, you know, that's why the detail on us on that portion of it has to be better. We talked about it as a team yesterday. Obviously, won't get into the talking points, but yeah.
Hey Nick, good luck versus Tampa. I know it's going to be hot. It's a tough one. Tampa's a good team. Pickle juice, if you don't know about it. Andy pulled it out in 2000. Eagles got a big win in Dallas 25 years ago with pickle juice aiding on a hot day.
I remember that.
Whatever it takes. Well, and Nick, I'm sorry.
Always a pleasure coming on, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it, Nick. Stay well. Good luck on Sunday. All right, there he is, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. 215-592-9494 to react to Sirianni and everything we're discussing today on a busy day, including some Phillies topics, like who should bat lead off in the postseason on 94 WIP.
Hey, fall is upon us, and it is the perfect time to head over to Lexus of Cherry Hill for the L-certified fall collection sales event. To find the Lexus of your dreams, they've got over 300 new and L-certified Lexus to choose from. You can shop great deals. They have terrific special finance rates on L-certified Lexus vehicles now through November 3rd. With L-certified pre-owned Lexus, here's what you're going to get. The certainty of a 161-point inspection and roadside assistance, along with the balance of the new car factory warranty, plus 2 years, unlimited miles, and a complimentary schedule maintenance program. Lexus of Cherry Hill is a veteran-owned, family-operated elite of Lexus dealer. They're also a 7-time J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence winner for the customer sales experience. You will experience that when you stop into their showroom, see my friend Tony Labello and his team, or visit them online 24/7 at lexusofcherryhill.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said. You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.